Despite the fireworks earlier this week in the Arizona State Legislature, the state capitol is pretty quiet right now. Lawmakers in our legislature are preparing for the end of the 2024 session, and they're not going to be back at their respective chambers until next week. But Arizona's executive officer, Governor Katie Hobbs, told reporters that she hasn't given up on restoring abortion access through the legislative process and says she's in communication with Republicans about repealing the renewed 1864 law that bans abortions in our state unless doing so would save the life of a mother. Hobbs, however, says she's treading lightly.
Yes, I have a bully pulpit, but that's just not the right answer right now.
Now, on my AZ Political podcast, which is available at KTAR.com, I like to talk about a lot of different topics with people across the political spectrum, but this week it was almost all abortion all the time because, as my guest Chuck Coughlin told me, it is a dramatic moment in Arizona politics.
As of today, it's like a meteor hit a lake. I mean, there is a massive amount of tidal shift going on right now.
It's not ripple effects.
No.
It's tidal wave effects at this point. But Chuck Coughlin, who was named Arizona's best political operative many times, points out it is still just a moment.
It's still not the number one issue. I mean, it feels like that right now.
Right, just this week.
Because we've had a seismic event take place. But housing is still an enormous problem in Arizona. I would say it's probably the second most popular issue. And then go back to that old saw that's been around since 2008, the border.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the problems that confront the state with its border relationship with Mexico.
Now, obviously, this abortion issue in Arizona affects the U.S. Senate race, our very closely watched U.S. Senate race. And obviously, the presidential race in Arizona is demonstrated by Vice President Kamala Harris coming to Arizona today, but it will also have an effect on local politics, specifically the state legislature. And that's where abortion policy is made in our post-Wade world. And there's definitely a chance for Democrats to gain ground in the legislature. And it could be driven by the abortion issue.
By anybody's calculation, there's at least three or four Democratic pickup opportunities. There's really only one Republican pickup opportunity in the cycle. So, you know, smart money's on a shift, or at least a tie, if they could pull that off. And to your point, yeah, that changes the whole balance of power in terms of policy making going forward.
Yeah, we also talk about the possibility that this ballot issue ends up on the ballot and that Arizona voters would vote for a constitutional amendment that would assure abortion rights in Arizona. But let's take a second here, though, to talk about Carrie Lake, who visited the same Arizona town yesterday that Vice President Kamala Harris is going to visit today, and how Lake's view of Arizona's 1864 abortion banning law has changed. Because 2 years ago, she called it a, quote, great law. Now, not so much. And some conservative U of A students told her that didn't make them very happy with her.
Why such a drastic change in the way you talked about it? We thought you were with us on that.
Yeah.
We thought that when you said you supported the 1864 ban, you meant it.
Yeah, you meant it. You can catch all of this, by the way, by watching that AZ Political podcast at KTAR.com.